Another tragedy on Irish roads, more families bereft. A woman and two young girls pronounced dead at the scene after the car they were travelling in collided with a truck in County Mayo yesterday afternoon. This crash brings to 52 the number of people who've been killed on Irish roads in the first 3 months of this year. In Swinford, a couple in their 60s died after a house fire at their home. The Cathaoirleach of Mayo County Council, Michael Loftus, has called the day of tragedies in Mayo one of the darkest ever seen in the county. He gave his reaction to the Castlegar crash to our reporter Ethna Dodd.
Well, at this moment in time here in Mayo, we're thinking of the families, and it's a massive shock to us to hear of such an accident. When someone loses their life in a road accident, it's so sad, but when you hear three lives lost this way so suddenly, it creates great sadness in our county and our country. So it really is being felt around the area at the moment. It's an awful shock to our community. I want to praise the emergency services, the Gardaí, the fire services and the ambulance people who attended this scene, because their professionalism was so important to actually try and look after those people. What they've done deserves great praise. But I just heard tonight on the news that some people were posting photographs and stuff off the crash site. It's so disappointing to hear something like that is going on. What's wrong with these people going on social media doing this? I think it's a disgrace. And you have to respect the families at this time.
And that's the Cathaoirleach of Mayo County Council, Michael Loftus. Now, for more on what is happening in Mayo, I'm joined by Tomás Keating, journalist with the Western People newspaper. Tomás, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
And indeed, as Councillor Loftus was saying, a massive, massive shock to the county and indeed right around the country. This Castlegar crash near Claremorris, it involved a car and a truck. It happened around 2 o'clock yesterday. Tomás, can you talk us through what you know about the location and about what happened?
Yeah, Mary, what we know so far is that the collision occurred yesterday, as you said, just at 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon at Castlegar, just outside Claremorris on the N17, which is on the main Galway to Sligo route. A car and a lorry were involved in the collision, and the three people in the car, a woman and two girls, died at the scene. No other injuries were reported, as the lorry, the driver, was not injured. As you mentioned, that road has been an accident black spot in the last few years. There have been many crashes. It brought up memories yesterday for locals, as there was a tragic accident on that road in September 2017 when three family members were killed. Significant works were then carried out on the road since, with the N17 R320 Listowel upgrade road project being officially opened last July, which saw a new flyover bridge and installation of two new roundabouts. There have been eight deaths so far in Mayo,
and I know
already on the N17. So it had only 8 days ago we had a two car collision just outside Kilkelly there,
And I know indeed, Tomás, your coroner, Patrick O'Connor, has been talking about the number of inquests into road fatalities. And we'll talk about that a bit more in a minute. But just staying with events yesterday, the bodies were at the scene until late afternoon into the evening. They've been removed for post-mortem, I think.
Yeah, the bodies were removed from the scene and they were brought to Mayo University Hospital for post-mortem examinations. The road remained closed overnight for a technical examination and will be subject to further forensic analysis this morning, and diversions are still in place at the N17.
So the road is still closed, Tomás, is it?
Yes, it's still closed this morning. The scene has been preserved for further forensic examination by the Garda Technical Bureau.
And I was saying that Coroner Patrick O'Connor has been calling attention, you've been reporting on this, calling attention to the number of inquests arising from fatalities and indeed black spots on Mayo roads. What's he been saying over the past couple of months?
Even on Monday, a day before yesterday's tragedy, Mayo coroner Patrick O'Connor was calling for work to be carried out in several black spots within the county. Speaking at Swinford Courthouse, Mr. O'Connor noted that 8 out of the 10 inquests that had been opened and adjourned were road traffic fatalities, and all had occurred within an 18-month period. Sympathising with the bereaved families, he reiterated his calls for road improvements and further safety measures on roads where accidents happened. It's been a particularly sad last 2 years in Mayo. There's significant concern within the county with the number of road deaths. There was 12 fatalities in Mayo in 2023 on Mayo roads, and there's been 8 deaths so far in 2024, which means we've reached 2/3 of the total in the previous year, and we're only approaching the end of the first quarter. That means there has been a total of 20 fatalities in 15 months in the county.
And indeed, to continue that awful catalogue, I think 52 the number of people who've been killed on Irish roads this year, 10 more than for the same period last year. And you think about it, we're only in the first 3 months of the year. I want to turn another tragedy in Mayo in the early hours of yesterday morning. A couple in their 60s after a house fire. What can you tell us about Tom and Eileen Mahon?
Yeah, it's very sad story again there yesterday morning. Tom and Eileen Mahon were a well-known couple in Swinford. They were originally from Ballardreen, from what I can gather. They ran a well-known furniture and flooring business there in Swinford, Mahon's Furniture and Flooring. It's really left the community in shock here in Swinford and East Mayo, spreading out throughout the county, especially with yesterday's tragedy as well. Local councillor Richard Finn called it a dark day for Mayo, which it was a very, very sad day, but the blaze broke out in the early hours of yesterday morning, and
They're survived by two adult children, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Tomás, thank you very much for bringing us those details from Mayo.